From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed somewhere in the Sea of Japan earlier.
North Korea's most recent missile launch is absolutely intolerable.
Speaking through an interpreter, Ms. Abe stood alongside President Trump, with whom he had been meeting at Mr. Trump's vacation home in the state of Florida. President Trump said the U.S. stands behind Japan 100%. The North Korean missile launch was the first since Mr. Trump became president in January. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. One of the raids took place in Austin, Texas. Delia Garza is a member of the city council, and she talked about the treatment of immigrants at places where they work.
The video I saw this morning was a man on his knees at a Whataburger. I mean, that is a very horrible optic thing for families to see, for children to see.
A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the raids targeted criminal illegals, noting that the arrests were part of a routine action. Al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Somalia's capital of Mogadishu in a dawn attack today. Military sources estimated that about 40 to 50 government soldiers were actually stationed in each of the two camps. At least two soldiers were killed. Al-Shabaab does claim its militias seize ammunition and two military vehicles. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.